opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and Carl Linda Bott, 7:05 on April the 18th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, we welcome Bad Bob back today.
And good morning.
And how you feeling?
Much better, thank you.
You look 20 pounds lighter. So what exactly was wrong with you? That?
One moment, please.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? While he's over there wandering around, I think it's best we come in with the beautiful Linda, which is, in Spanish, Linda is beautiful.
Well, you know what? Good morning, and thank you so much. You look great. You got your pink shirt on. You got your sports coat on. You're heading with a bus full of veterans today. That has been
down
organized
to Sacramento.
Down to Sacramento to protest the closing of the monies that aren't there.
There you go.
To open the veterans' homes here in the North State.
You got it, because the money's there. They just choose not to make us a big enough priority, the veterans and the veterans' homes. Another way of slapping veterans in the face.
Let's go to the weather today. Slight chance of showers today with temperatures reaching around 67. It's currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like tonight we're going to have showers around 51. And on this day in history, many of you wonder, and Carl, you're going to love this. It was about 10 p.m. in 1775. Three men took to their horses to ride from Boston to Concord, Missouri. Oh, yes, they were going to warn the citizens of the approaching...
Concord, Massachusetts.
Yes. What did I say? Missouri. I mean, Massachusetts.
That would be quite a ride.
Oh, that's quite the ride, you guys. Okay,
wow.
Wake up! M-A stands for...
Massachusetts.
Three syllables. To warn the... On this ride, they wanted to warn the citizens of the approaching British Army. Carl's looking at me like, oh,
this is how history gets rewritten,
yes.
You know.
Is this revisionist with history here? Anyway, they got on their horses and they rode.
Most of us know just one of those riders, Paul Revere. The famous poem, Paul Revere's Ride by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, glorified the Bostonians as Bostonian as the lone rider. He was, in fact, accompanied by William Dawes and Samuel Prescott.
I know.
You love that stuff. So I thought, okay, I'm going to read this one today.
One if by land, two if by sea. And then, and you know what? He was captured, too. Paul Revere, I don't know if people realize that he was captured. And he told the British, you know what you're doing? You guys are crazy. They're ready, waiting for you. Go back. Go back. And they didn't believe him. And they went forward and had their hindies pounded, and they went back. And were getting attacked all the way back into the major city by the colonists.
Well, speaking of pounded hindies.
Let's talk about rodeo.
Do you love my segue?
That was a segue.
It's M.A.
Massachusetts.
Must attend.
Yes, there you go. Okay, how many tickets
Okay, let's just see how sharp you guys are this morning, okay? I know it's a little like it's going to be sunny, it's going to be rainy. Well, it's going to be a fabulous weekend, and I've got four tickets. Before we go to our market minute, you guys, which is coming up in a second, I've got four tickets. That's for Saturday, April 21st. That's this weekend, 2:30, the North Racetrack for the Red Bluff Roundup. Right now, I'm going to give you four tickets for the first caller, 605-4567. That's 605-4567. Give us a call, and you can go to the rodeo this Saturday. How fun. They're $16 tickets a piece, so that's a nice little thing to have a great Saturday afternoon and know that you partook in
a super
where
event.
People hurt their butts.
Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 44 points at 13,070. The S&P 500 is negative 3 at 1387, and the NASDAQ is down 2 at 3040. Active stocks today include Chesapeake Energy down $1.15 at $17.97, and Bank of America down 4 cents at $8.88. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 1 penny at $16.58, and North Valley Bank is down 65 cents at $12.10. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.13%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $5.20 at $16.45.90. Silver is down 14 cents at $31.53, and crude oil is down 25 cents at $103.95. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 in the morning. And they are located down at Park Marina Drive. You can't say enough about them, their attitude, and the advice they give. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about...
another big, huge event.
We're going to be talking...
That is the our guest coming up. Guest is the Quilter Society, and we're going to be giving tickets away. What else? Okay, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff,
like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:14 in the morning, April 18th. City of Shasta Lake now has a new city council person. Pam Morgan took her spot yesterday, but Dolores Lucero did not go softly into the night. She accused people of malfeasance and collusion and a couple other things before she left. She said it's not over yet. Well, okay, we'll see. What comes next in the city of Shasta Lake? Continuing drama, soap opera. If this should be on TV, this would be so good. This would be, you know, you want a reality show? There it is. I tell you what, you know, the city of Shasta Lake could make thousands, hundreds of thousands off this if they had just started filming it early. And people would have come to the city of Shasta Lake just to attend the city council meetings. They would have packed the place. They could have sold tickets. If you were from another place besides the city of Shasta Lake, you could have charged, gosh, what, $100 a ticket just to watch what was going on. And then that would have gotten everybody even egged up even more, you know, City of Shasta Lake, you missed your chance. No budget again. Senate Democrats say no budget until after the election. Why? Wonder why. How come? This is 3 years in a row that the Democrats haven't put a budget out in the Senate. I'm just wondering. Is it because there's an election coming up? Is it because they don't want to put a budget in there that really truly reflects what we need to do to fix this country? But on a happier note, we have guests.
We have some wonderful guests, and I would like our guests, first of all, to... It's the Quilter Society of Reading. And, you know, you hear me talking about this, and I sound excited because I had these gals on my show a couple weeks ago on a Thursday night, and there are 300 quilts that are going to be going to be down at the Shasta Fairgrounds to see. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Lynn Hamilton, and I'm from the Quilter Society. I'm the chairman of the quilt show. We do a quilt show every 2 years. We're really excited about this one. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. We're open from 10 to 5 on Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday, and then 10 to 2 on Sunday. We have a really exciting day on Sunday because we'll have the drawing for our opportunity quilt. It's a beautiful white background quilt, applique, just gorgeous. And you can see it on our website at thequiltersociety.org. We maintain a very nice website, and you'll be able to see all about our quilt show and all about our opportunity quilt. We've been selling tickets for a long time, and we're really excited to draw the winners.
Draw the winner for the quilt. And also with us this morning is...
Ann Palmer Martin.
Ann Palmer Martin. Welcome to the show, both of you. I am holding in my hands a postcard of the quilt, picture of the quilt.
Yes.
That is going to be the one that is drawn. It's the opportunity quilt. It's a beautiful, look from the card, it looks like it's royal blue and variations of greens.
That's correct.
So it's that kind of a color combination, but it's beautiful. You have XOXO, so is that like kisses and hugs?
Hugs and Kisses, as a matter of fact, that's the name of the quilt.
Oh.
It was made by over 29 people that are members of the guild. Different people took different blocks home to make each piece. We fit it all together, and then one of our members quilted it, and she did an absolutely beautiful job. The back of the quilt is a pure white, the same color as the front, and it's just gorgeous.
Now, can our listeners buy tickets for the quilt the day of?
Yes, you can buy tickets Friday, Saturday, and Sunday up till noon.
Okay.
And then at noon, we'll have our drawing.
Now, Ann, share with us, on the other Thursday night, we had a gentleman on that will be there as one of the doing a demonstration. Fascinating man. Loved it. Loved his story. Was a corporate guy. Don Lynn. He lives here in Reading. He has three books that have been published. Can you tell us a little bit more about Don and some of the demonstrations that will be there this weekend for those of you to come and see and view?
Well, he's our featured artist. Each quilt show we have a featured artist, and we'll have some of Don's quilts on display. And Don is bringing one of his short arm quilting machines. Most quilts used to be hand quilted, and in the last decade or so, machine quilting has become accepted, and Don is a fabulous machine quilter. He'll have one of his short arm machines there to demonstrate and allow people a chance to use his short arm quilting machine, which is something I'm looking forward to because I've done hand quilting and quilting with my small sewing machine.
Well, it's a fascinating form of art, and it also, we talked earlier as well, that quilting dates back, I believe you said...
Some 3,000 years.
Yes.
Yes.
When
it
you think about
it, a long way.
It's almost as if quilting is a part of communicating in a sense of being able to tell history.
It truly is. If you go and look at the history of quilts, there are Civil War quilts, Baltimore album quilts that were made during the 1860s and 1870s. And if you look at those quilts, they really truly do tell a history. And you can see, especially in the beautiful applique quilts that are almost similar but much more beautiful than what we have here, just the history of the area.
Well, when we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to join the gals again, and we're going to quickly go over more highlights and give tickets away. Again, we're here this morning. It's going to be a fabulous weekend with all the events going on in town. So this will be a pass for all 3 days, and you're going to see a lot of good stuff. More information when we come back on KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime, ladies. Prepare to excite your senses. The world's famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Friday, May 11th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $15. The number one name in entertainment for women direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live in person for one night only. These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy. Friday, May 11th at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world's famous Men of Hunks, the show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks, the show is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. It's better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bod, 7:24 in the morning, April the 18th. It's going to be a nice day today. It's 47 degrees right now. At least that's what's written on the wall. I assume that's right. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And KCNR1460.com is the way we stream here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any prices on tobacco products in this town. They also have Espresso Joe's, where you can get the coffee of your choice. They have specials where you can get 20 ounces of coffee for $3. Try and find that any place else in town. Italian Roast, Portland Blend, you name it, they've got it. They are the place. They've been in business for 36 years, been supporting this community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We are talking to the River of Quilts. It's coming to
Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Now, I had a quilt made for me.
Yes.
And I think this is just a great idea. I don't know why somebody doesn't go into business with this. There's so many motorcycle riders around here and so many other people that do all these things. I had a quilt made up of old T-shirts that I had from all these different rallies. And it's got probably, I don't know, 15 or 16 shirts in it, you know, front and back. And the girl did the quilt. And now I have a memory that, you know, it got, first it cleaned out my drawers. Now they're all filled again. But it made a memory that I can hand on down to my kids that, you know, hey, Dad did this. He was in this country. He was here and that. Does anybody do that here in town?
I don't know that anybody does it professionally. Lots of quilters make memory quilts. And if you come out to the Shasta District Fairgrounds, you'll see quilts that are those type of quilts. They make quilts that they have their friends sign in indelible ink, so they have a memory of all their friends that worked on them. They make quilts together. We have several quilts in the show that are what we call round robin quilts. Say there's a group of 10 people. One person starts off the quilt. The people get together. They choose the colors, the theme. The first person does their part. They pass it on to the second. It becomes a quilt created by 10 people, and it's a beautiful memory. And other people make quilts that are in memory of their grandparents, their mother, their family, and those stay in the family for years and years. And so we have many members that cherish quilts for those reasons, for the memories.
It's a powerful impression, and I'm not sure if anybody listening or the faculty with our guest today, if you ever had a chance to see the Moving AIDS quilt. That was something that was unbelievable. When they would show that quilt, there would be with somebody. In fact, I had a friend, and we, a group of the friends of my friend who passed away, we made a square that went into the Sacramento portion.
Yes.
And so it just grew and grew and grew, and eventually it ended up in Washington and took over the whole, you know, area. So anyway, these I can't believe you've got 300 quilts. I looked out there in the lobby, and you've got a bag. Too bad we're not on TV, because there's a bag of quilts. I'm not sure what's in the bag unless you're en route.
Those are samples of mine I brought to show you.
Oh, good. We'll see those at the break. Well, again, we're talking at right now. We have our guest at the Quilter Society of Reading. A River of Quilts is the opportunity quilt. And there will be quilts, wearable art, vendors, a boutique, demonstrations, which is great. This would be a fun thing to do. If you're looking to take your family and gals, like the guys are going to go to the Red Bluff Roundup, you can say, okay, guess what we're going to do? We're going to hit the sewers. We're going to hit the quilt, River of Quilts. We're going to check that out, and then we'll go to the Red Bluff Roundup. I mean, it sounds like a perfect balance here. You know, here's the thing that really shocked me. Men are into this, too.
Yes. Well, Mr. Quilt, our featured quilter, is a wonderful, wonderful quilter, and he will have his quilts on display as well as his demonstrations.
Okay, now, are there quilts? We're going to give away some tickets here, but are there quilts for sale?
There's one quilt for sale, one of the ones on display.
Okay.
Our exhibit, our quilt show, is really an educational project, and it is not intended to sell quilts. If people are interested in learning more about them, that's the reason to come to the show. View the beauty and learn more about quilts and quilting. And by the way, one of our reasons for existence is also philanthropic. We make as many as 200 quilts each year that we give to various charities around the North State to help them, like the Women's Refuge.
How wonderful. Because you're wrapping somebody, warming somebody.
Exactly.
With a community feeling, and it's in the form of fabrics that you've collected and made into a set. So we've got, okay, Carl's putting his finger. Okay, ticket time. 605-4567. That's 605-4567. We're giving away 4 tickets to this weekend. Right now, give us a call, 605-4567, A River of Quilts. Each ticket admits one, and for all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can go to the quilt show out at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we give the number?
605-4567. Get you
two tickets.
Get you two tickets, and we'll give out 2 sets here.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about we're going to be talking to Gary Catt about city council, but a lot more other things to talk, a lot of other things to talk about, including showing ID when you vote. What a novel approach that would be, is to make sure the person voting is that person. We'll be back in a couple of seconds after the news. Thank you, ladies of the Quilting Society.
Any day, Friday,
thank you.
Saturday, or Sunday.
It's for good any day. We're on our way out of here. We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network trading kicked off to the downside today as disappointing quarterly results from tech bellwethers Intel and IBM are taking a toll on the markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 50 points. Shares of Illumina are also under pressure, this after the company's shareholders rejected Swiss drug maker Roche Holdings' proposal to increase the number of its directors. Illumina is also urging its investors to vote against Roche's attempt to appoint new directors at their meeting today. Though Illumina has already rejected Roche's roughly $6.8 billion bid, Roche says it won't extend its offer beyond the April 20th deadline. And it's a tough day for Chesapeake Energy. News the company's chief executive, Aubrey McClendon, borrowed as much as $1.1 billion, is weighing on its stock. Chesapeake says the loans don't pose a conflict of interest and they were private transactions. McClendon's loans were against his own stake in thousands of Chesapeake wells. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Ever had to wait around for a service company who didn't show up? Wouldn't it be nice if there was a punctual chimney sweep who was clean and nice? Well, flu season is, but don't take my word for it. Mrs. Malley of Redding says your technician showed up on time and is very professional. You are easy to schedule with, you are very polite, and excellent at keeping things clean. Flu season chimney sweeps, the nice professionals for wood, gas, and pellet service, air ducts, and dryer vents. 221-3331 or 527-3331.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's April the 18th at 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. That's right. You know, Bob probably won't admit, but that's probably where he was last. Were you getting a tat yesterday at Nathan's?
No.
But you're going to. This month, Nathan's... Say it. You're going to, aren't you?
Well, just say around.
Yes, because you've told me that. What, are you afraid to make a stand? You're starting to sound like the assembly down in Sacramento.
Oh, boy.
This month, our friends down at Nathan's Anthems are giving away a $300 tattoo. All you have to do is enter the drawing, and it's at 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. It's open 7 days a week. Professional piercers and tattoo artists are there to serve your every ink and piercing need. And now they're offering permanent cosmetics, which is really a great thing. You know, ladies can get their lips done and their, what, eyeliner too, right? Trish Clark was in here and said she had it done, and she was so glad she did it.
Oh, really? Well, I have friends that have had it done. I haven't done that yet. But anyway, 53 degrees outside. Looks like we're looking towards 67 today with, of course, a calm wind becoming south, and we're going to have a slight chance of showers tonight, 51. And just slight winds, 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. And we're going to have, partly cloudy again tomorrow. But the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And now, pa-dum-pa-dum-pa-dum.
Well, we have Gary Cadd here, of course.
Good morning.
To talk about the city council. But we're bringing Brian on first to talk voter ID. Brian, good morning.
Yeah. You guys brought up the topic about people that happen to show their ID when they vote. You know, I'm thinking about that. That is such a major security issue right there on top of it. My big thing is if we're not going to have to show ID to vote, why do we need passports to go through, you know, go from Mexico to Canada? I mean, what's the sense of having IDs, period, if we can't even have them to show? Because technically, you have to be an American citizen to vote anyway, just like presidents have to be natives here as well. Seems like we're moving farther and farther away from this this venue in reference to doesn't really matter where you come from anymore. You can do whatever you want in our country.
Well, you know, some good news out of this thing is there's a Ninth Circuit Court has said that it upheld Arizona's requirement that voters show identification at the polls. But they struck down the requirement that they show proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote. In federal elections.
Involved in this.
But you know what? Here's the thing, is at least one part of it is done, is that people can show up, they have to show an ID in Arizona and say, hey, I'm a registered voter, here I am, and I get to vote. Because it's like you said, we have to show IDs for anything. You have to show IDs to get into a movie. Why shouldn't you be able to show an ID? Why shouldn't you have to show an ID to vote?
Well, it's absolutely ludicrous to think that you don't have to show ID. I mean, these things that the Democrats are coming up with just scare me. You know, and I've talked to a lot of Democrats, I mean, because I'm a teacher, so, you know, primarily most of them are Democrats. And I'm telling you, I haven't met a Democrat yet that's happy with what's going on here in our country with our federal government. And if people out there think they're being fooled that Democrats are all, the liberals are all on sides of the government here, they're not. I mean, the federal government's going to find out very quick here when we vote that they've made some serious, serious mistakes here.
No, I think so, Brian. I think that, for one thing, is not all Democrats are liberals. I think, you know, in that sense.
You know, we all believe in clean air and keep going green. That's just a common sense thing. So, you know, I think people need to realize that the feds are trying to pit us against each other. And we all need to stick together because that's what we did in World War II, and this is another war we're going through right now.
I think you're right. Brian, thank you so much.
You bet.
Gary Cadd, you showed me you're a voter's ID from Alaska. You have to show that when you vote?
Oh, yes. You have a voter ID card, or you can show your driver's license, but your address in the driver's license has to match the address on your voter registration. You can walk up to a table, and your next-door neighbor can be working that precinct table, and if you don't have one of those two pieces of identification, you don't vote, whether they know you're not. I remember in 04 when I first moved here, I went to the first election that I voted on here in Reading, and I was standing in line, and I got my driver's license out, and I was standing there. And the people around me said, "What do you got your driver's license out for?" And I said, "Well, you need to show it when you get up there." And he said, "No, you don't." And I said, "You're kidding me." And I said, "No." So I held it out, and when I got up to my next turn to go vote, I held it out. And they said, "Oh, we don't need that. What's your name?" I said, "Gary Catt." "Oh, yeah, you're on the list. Go ahead. Go ahead and vote, Gary." And I thought, "You've got to be kidding me."
It's not only that. It's the fact is that somebody went up to Holder. Somebody used Eric Holder's name and voted. They went into his precinct, mm-hmm. and they said, "What's your name?" He said, "Eric Holder." They had it on tape, and they said, "Oh, thank you." And he walked in. Now he didn't vote, but he walked right up into the. And they gave him everything he needed. He walked into the booth and he turned around and he walked out without voting, because mm-hmm. that would have been illegal. But he just gave Eric Holder's name. And, the Attorney General of the United States, and, if, you know, what a joke that would be is somebody to go in and vote for him, and then he goes in, "I'm sorry, you've already voted."
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. You know, it's ludicrous that you shouldn't have to at least show some ID. And I don't understand how that can be an onerous type of imposition to put on people. Are you telling me that there's people in the United States that have no access to any type of identification that says who they are? And if that's the case, how do they get things done? I mean, literally, how do you get things done? I mean, obviously you don't drive. Obviously you don't have a Social Security card. I mean, so what is this? Who are these people that don't have Social Security cards, or they don't have a driver's ID, or they don't have the ability to go and just pick up a ID that's provided by the state? They'll give them to them free.
Well, it's not a driver's license; it's just an ID card.
I guess I don't understand why. You know, and I'm not saying everybody needs to have a federal ID. Okay.
No, I'm not in favor of that.
Have a federal ID if you have a Social Security card.
Right,
but. You know, this to me just seems like a tempest in a teapot. We should be able to say, "Hey, look, you want to vote? Just show an ID. That's it." Okay, got to take a break and come back, City Council. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 53 degrees here. Love you joining us on the 18th of April. Can you believe it? 7:45 in the morning here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew at Crown Motors in Reading, where you're going to find your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram. Ram, that's your cars. Crown Motors carries a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Give them a visit, Crown Motors.
Yeah, okay, Crown Motors of Reading. Keep it local, my friends. Okay, Gary Cadd. Yeah, were you at the city council meeting last night?
Yes, I was. And council meeting lasted an hour and 20 minutes.
Well, that's must not have been too much stuff there then.
So it was there, and then they went in the back room for their closed session. It started off with the public comment period. George Clark came forward, and George has been talking about the pensions and the wages, pensions, and health care for the last some time now. He's there at every meeting. Well, last night he was speaking of the issue that there's a 73% limit that the city has put on the general fund as far as what can be expended towards wages, health care, and pensions. And their city right now is running at 71.4% of the complete general.
Well, wait a minute. Well, what's that mean? Does that mean then when it hits 72, we can't pay anymore?
When it hits 73%, then that's their cap. They have a cap on monies that can come out of the general fund to go to wages, health care, and pensions.
Okay, so when it means, so 73% of the
total general fund.
Total general fund is going to.
Well, right now it's 71.4.
Right, but okay, 70% of our general fund for the city of Reading is going to wages.
Wages, healthcare,
and
benefit.
Yeah, and benefits of the people working for the city.
That's correct.
And the other 30% goes to?
Streets and roads, whatever else needs to be done in the city.
So 70% of the money in our general fund goes to wages and retirement and all that? Yeah. And only 30% goes for everything else in the city?
That's right.
Well, you know, I had no idea that was the number.
That's what George came forward to mention that is.
What did they say? Of course, they never make a comment.
Well, they don't comment.
They can't.
On the
they
open
can't comment. Right.
No, by the Brown Act, they can't. Then also there was and I may get this wrong. Kathy and it's either Don or Ron Nelson spoke about the Hacienda subdivision that last council meeting, the council. There was a park there that they were going to put in that subdivision, and they condemned it, and they're going to, I believe the city's going to sell the property. And the folks came forward and said, well, if the city doesn't want to put a park in, we will put the park in. So I gathered that there's been a meeting, and it sounded like there was a little friction going on at the meeting as to whether these folks can actually put the park in themselves, which I think would be a darn good idea. But it's going to be brought forward in the future. That's why they came forward last night. Then, concerning the Planning Commission, there was an appointment and reappointment. Lynn Wanacott has been reappointed to the Planning Commission for another 4 years, and then Joe Cometti will be going on the Planning Commission, and Emmett Burrows is requested to step down from the Planning Commission. And I want to thank Emmett for all the years that he's been on there and the hard work that he's done. Then also on the Shasta Mosquito Abatement and Vector Control District, Charles Ryan is stepping down, and Tom Mancuso will be taking his place on the on that.
Did the city council vote to keep the traffic lights here? Or the photo lights? They voted to keep them.
They voted.
And the reason is because they've made our streets safer.
Well, they've made the streets safer. The thing, you know, excuse me. The thing is, I'm not in favor of the red flex, the pictures, the lights. I'm not in favor of it all. I don't really care for it. But now, having said that, we are 23, 24 sworn police officers down from what we were in 08. Population's still here, but we don't have the police officers. So the red light situation is a really good curb on people running red lights on these five intersections. And they had a display that.
Well, no, I finally come around to that, Gary. And the fact is, we don't have enough police. But then again, if your numbers are right, 70%. If we've got a cap at 73, how many can we have? I mean, I find there's something wrong about those numbers. I've got to check that. I'm not wrong, but I don't understand about that. But the idea is that we give all this money, and it is hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, $300,000
a year. Going to an Australia firm, mm-hmm. It seems to me is that somebody ought to be bright enough around this area to be able to put in a traffic system, and we can keep the money here.
I can totally agree with you. Totally.
I mean, I can't believe Australia is the only one that can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, you know, if we're going to have them, fine. Well, let's make them homegrown then. I guess Chief Paletti is going to be the one that does the bargaining on it.
Yeah, they negotiate on a new contract.
Well, that's good. You know, it's good. Welcome, you know, welcome to this. You know, I've never been able to get Modi or Hansen or he to back off one inch. Not one inch on these traffic lights. Every one of them has just been so much for them. The only thing I'd like to see change, seriously, is let's take a look at if there was no accident involved and you get somebody that makes that right turn on something like that. Let's talk about reducing the amount of money. I mean, $500 for rolling through a stoplight and there's no injuries, there's no harm. $500 just seems like an awful lot.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, there are two levels of fines that go with that. One of them is about 150, and the other one is the close to 500.
I don't know anybody else that found that 150 mark.
Well, they'll
let you pay it off on time. But everybody I've ever talked to has been lucky enough to get that $500 one. So anyway, we got to take a break. Carl Lindabot, our guest Gary Cadd, talking about the city council. Tom Basenko is pacing in the other room for his time on here at 8:05. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you.
And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Linda Bott, April 18th, 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by one of our favorite medical clinics, Hilltop Medical Clinic, who has just started taking TRICARE. We think it's very important that everybody know this, is that TRICARE is that medical insurance for retired military, disabled military, and those dependents of military who are out and deployed, like our National Guard is right now to Afghanistan. It's difficult to find physicians that take TRICARE, but the medical clinic, Hilltop Medical Clinic, and Dr. Mark Pierce is taking that. It's a walk-in clinic, so you can go in, and they'll collect all the fees and all this. They will do the billing to TRICARE. So they'll do all of that. And Hilltop Medical Clinic is located at 1093 Hilltop Drive, right next or right across from the Country Kitchen, and 2123 Eureka Way. Give them a call at 246-4629. This is a great thing that they've done. It really is for the veterans. Much better than what the Assembly in the Senate of the state of California has done for veterans, who continually spits in our chest and tells us we're not high enough in the priority list to fund a veterans home, which is already built.
And that's what you're doing today. You're going to go down and protest.
I'll talk a little bit about that later. Gary, okay, now some new things over there at the city council.
Yeah, one of the items on the council agenda is bringing topics up for future discussion. And Councilwoman MacArthur brought up last night that to continue and expand the building permit fee offsets. This is where they the builders have a holiday on some.
I think it's $12,000 worth of fees.
Yeah, and if the way it was worded last night, that the first round that they did was a loss to the city of $600,000.
Uh-huh.
And then they did a second, and I presume, I gather from the way she was talking, this would be a third group, because they've done in 50.
Mm-hmm.
50 permits for 50 to come in, can take advantage of this. So it's an issue that's going to be coming up on the agenda at a future meeting, quite possibly the next meeting. And then also, she also brought up that they need to be looking into a new police station. That issue is going to be coming up. I don't know where the money is going to come from, but and there's two places I guess that can be talked about. Is one of them is the Costco building, because Costco is going to be moving, and the other one would be the KMS building. And I mentioned those two. I don't know if that's what they're talking about.
They talked about Costco.
When Peter Hansen was when he was chief of police, we had gone over to his office, and he had just come back from a convention, I suppose, or whatever it was in the city.
Use the word convention.
Somewhere with a gathering of information of people who have done such things. Retrofitted large space to for police stations or that kind of situation. So we saw the renderings of how it could work, and it makes sense.
It does. It does make sense. That's back when Rick Pacetti was mayor, and I think Rick and the Chief Hansen.
Yes.
I think Misty went down
Misty
there,
MacArthur
too.
Went down to Irvine, California, somewhere like
that. There we go.
Yeah, Irvine, and then I think they saw another place, too, and he showed them to us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's what can be done with an existing building.
Right.
The problem is getting the money to fix that. But our police station, for such a good bunch of guys, it's really almost dishonest to make them work there.
You need to
Their water fountain catches on fire. There's something wrong with that when the roof collapses and all this water comes in.
No,
and they don't even have a room to put suspects in.
yeah.
to talk. And there's something wrong that we can't just move them into something
yeah.
that's better. Okay, we've got a minute left. Gary, last thoughts.
Well, my last thoughts were it was a slow meeting. Some of the issues we mentioned here we're going to look for in the future. I think that we've...
Hey, Gary, check that 70% out for me. That just seems...
Well, no, it is. That is absolutely true. 71.4% as of right now, 71.4% of the general fund goes to wages, pensions, and health care.
The general fund.
From the general fund, yes.
Okay.
Yes, of the general fund.
Okay, well, we got to... Now,
this is why
Sheriff Basinko is pacing out. I've seen him now.
All right. And, we got a lot to cover after we get back from this hour.
Right.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. It may be a done deal for BP and more than 100,000 people trying to get back billions of dollars lost in the big oil spill 2 years ago. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live.
Ron, BP and those suing the oil giant have presented details of a proposed class action settlement to a federal judge in New Orleans to resolve economic damage claims caused by the worst offshore oil spill in U.S. history. No word on when that judge will rule, but BP estimates it'll pay nearly $8 billion to resolve private party claims, though the settlement doesn't resolve lawsuits by the federal government or Gulf states, Ron.
Jeff, a registered nurse is charged in Texas with capital murder, accused of killing a woman who was carrying her newborn baby outside a doctor's office near Houston. Investigators say Verna McClain may have been out to steal the little boy from the victim, Kayla Golden, now 4 days old. The child was found unhurt a short time later. An Army private has been missing for more than 4 days from her base in North Carolina, and police think she may be in danger. More live from Fox News Radio's Eben Brown.
Ron Kelly Bordo is an Army medic who didn't show up for duty Monday at Fort Bragg, so now police are searching the area near the Fayetteville bar she was last spotted at during the weekend.
That's based on the fact that that was the last location where Mrs. Bordo was seen at.
Police Chief Tom Bergamine. Family and co-workers say it's not like her to go off without telling anybody. They feel she's in trouble. Detectives say they don't know if she's just missing or has been abducted, Ron.
Eben, Ohio has executed convicted murderer Mark Wiles this morning. He was convicted of breaking into his boss's farmhouse 27 years ago and stabbing a 15-year-old boy to death. A dispute between the U.S. and Ohio governments over lethal injection procedures delayed Wiles' execution. It was Ohio's first execution in 6 months. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
House Republicans the past 2 days were leading the tough questions about extravagant spending by the General Services Administration. Now it's Senate Democrats. Live on Capitol Hill, Fox News Radio's Jared Halper.
And don't expect the same congressional fireworks displayed by House committees this week in the Senate.
It ain't going to happen here. We got the two good guys here.
The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee ranking Republican Jim Inhofe and Committee Chair Barbara Boxer instead will focus on how to handle the GSA spending scandal.
This committee will support you and encourage you
you to clean house at the GSA.
Acting GSA Administrator Dan Tangerlini is promising a full agency overhaul,
including referring any criminal activity to appropriate law enforcement officials.
Several GSA officials have either been fired, resigned, or put on leave, Ron.
Jared, the photos were taken in 2010, but they've just been published in the Los Angeles Times, appearing to show U.S. troops posing with the bodies of dead insurgents in Afghanistan. A Pentagon spokesman says anyone found responsible for this will be held accountable. The Army says it's investigating. Should voter identification laws be tightened to prevent election fraud? It seems most Americans say yes. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Washington.
Well, here's the Fox News poll question put to about 900 registered voters around the U.S. Do you believe that voter ID laws are needed to stop voter fraud? 70% of the people we asked said yes, they believe so. About 26% said they see those laws as a hindrance to legal voting. Now, past Fox polls have also found an overwhelming number of those asked favor requiring all voters to show proof of U.S. citizenship when they go to the polls, Ron.
Rich, of all the places to give birth.
I can't believe I had a baby in my mother's car.
And Vicky Poe's mom delivered the baby girl after Poe went into labor on a drive in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Baby mother and grandmother are all doing fine. It turns out both Poe and her mother are certified nursing assistants. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl, Linda, and Tom.
You are in
today,
charge, though.
8:05 in the morning on April the 18th. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let's start off with the weather. Sheriff Tom Basenko.
You know, every day is a great day in Shasta County. Today there's a 20% chance of showers with mostly cloudy, and the lows will be around 51. Winds out of the southwest at 5. And don't forget, you got cool April nights going on all this week. So take in some of those show and shines, even though it may not be very shiny in the sky. It'll be shiny on the car.
Cool April nights, where they call it. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, bred by our very own Sheriff Tom Basenko, who will be anchoring the show with me in this next hour. Carl's here for just a minute before he hits up.
Carl's leaving to go to Sacramento. That's... Myself and 50 other veterans are going to be on a bus that was provided by the Eagle Ministries bus. The bus is provided. Daniel Myers, who's driving the bus, is doing it on his own
Daniel.
Time. And a lot of people have donated to make sure that this bus is paid for. And I want to mention their names here. Dennis Patterson of West Coast Sustainables. Kim Chamberlain, one of our favorite people and such a supporter of veterans. Supervisor Leonard Modi. Lassen Supervisor, County Supervisor Brian Daly. City Councilman Rick Bassetti. Senator Doug LaMalfa. Of course, Daniel, Kent Williamson, and Rick Strawn.
Yay,
all these people, and there may be a couple of them, but one other, Bob Dunlap, of course,
all
of
right.
The Shasta County Veterans Service Office and KCNR.
Well, they put money in the pot because, yes. You know, even though...
Plus it's going to cost over $800
to drive.
To down there for gas and back, and so all this was donated so that we can go down there and go in front of that budget committee at 1:30 today and look at them. This is not an Occupy movement. This is not a takeover movement. This is just veterans coming from all over to go down there and watch the budget process, how it works, and to have them... They're going to vote on putting money into the budget to open the veterans home right here in Reading.
Give your American flag.
Or not. You know, the thing about it is the veterans home is finished. We know the veterans home is finished. And the only thing it needs is the funding to put people there into positions. And this is not just to help the veterans, which is such a great deal. 150 veterans can be put in there. They have an Alzheimer's unit. But the other thing, too, is that the jobs that this will bring to our community will be a huge benefit to our community. But it's also, but what it says, and that's putting all that aside, and this is the part that I don't quite understand, is that there is money in the budget. There are billions of dollars. It's just a priority. And Governor Brown and the Democrats, and I'm saying this because they are in charge, if it was Schwarzenegger and the Republicans, I'd say the same thing, is that They do not think the veterans are a high enough priority to fund this home. We're not talking $1 billion. We're talking, yes, it will be like, I think, $12 million for both homes to open.
The one here and in Chico.
No, the one in Fresno.
Okay.
In Fresno. And the thing about it, It's not like it's draining the budget. This is the veterans. When they look at what the money they spend on this railroad to nowhere, on illegals, on scholarships, on to illegals, to just the things that they spend money on, and yet the veterans aren't high enough in the priority list. I don't understand it. I just want to see how this process works. And that's one of the reasons I'm going down, along with the 50 other veterans from here. Plus, that's just on the bus. There's many others that are heading down on their own.
Okay, so where are you all
meeting? We're meeting Senator Johanneson down in Sacramento.
But where are you meeting
today?
Okay,
today we're going out of the city hall at 8:45 this morning. And then we're going to stop in Anderson at the outlets, pick up the next group, and then head straight on down. All right. Again, I thank everybody there. Now let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 53 points at 13,062. The S&P 500 is negative 4 at 1386, and the NASDAQ is negative 7 at 3,035. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 2 cents at $8.94, and Halliburton Corporation up $1.48 at $34.14. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric, is up 5 cents at $43.13, and Exo Group is down 18 cents at $9.15. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.98%. In the commodity markets, we are finding gold down $2.90 at $16.48.20. We are finding silver down 10 cents at $31.57. And crude oil is down 39 cents at $103.81. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. That's Kathy Lathrop Cummings with Wells Fargo Advisors. They're on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They're located at Park Marina Drive. Now, I'm getting ready to take off to catch that bus, but I'd like to introduce the host of the show for this hour. Of course, Linda Bott, and then Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, and Carl, no more coffee for you. You're all wound up this morning.
He is, you know, Commander. Hey, Colonel Bott, you know, I know you now go take command of the bus.
No, you know what? There's a corporal in there that I'm sure that can do that job much better than me.
Okay.
Anyway, have a great show, and I will keep you all informed about what's going on.
Enjoy your trip to Sacramento and be safe.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Sheriff Basinko. We are going to be talking about a bunch of stuff. Oh, my God, what's going on with our laws? And we've seen Sheriff Basinko a lot in the news lately. What's going on?
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, Chat Packers. Go to KCNR1460.com. The sheriff is in the chat pack. You know how he likes to... He likes to work the digits on the...
on the chat pack,
you
on the air.
You have a chat pack on the air and also on your cell phone.
Yes, usually if I get a text message or something that way.
Okay, Sheriff, let's just get right down to it. The crime scene lately.
We've seen kind of crime off the hook, so to speak.
Whoa.
A lot of thefts, and we've been talking a lot about thefts, both Chief Paletti and myself. A lot of them are preventable. Lock your cars. lock your home up. A lot of people still leave their houses unlocked. Hide those valuables in the car. Don't leave your laptop computer on the front seat. Don't leave your purse in the front seat. Sometimes cars at the gyms were getting broken into. The ladies would leave their car or purse in the car, go in to work out. Somebody would do a window smash and take it. Either lock it up in the gym or maybe open the trunk and then put it in the trunk where it's out of sight.
Even the trunk is...
It can be broken into, right. But at least it's not visible right. And enticing to a criminal coming by.
It's kind of like the bags at Christmas. You just put them in the trunk. Just don't right. Even... Yeah. Just to piggyback on that, I had my laptop in the back of the car last mm-hmm. night. It's in a red bag. But anyway, well, let's just tell everybody what a colored bag it's in. But anyway, I remember it was probably about 8 o'clock. I went, oh, you know, so mindful, go out. And every now and then, I'll go out to my car thinking I locked it.
Yeah.
Not that that coincided with the computer out there, but I thought I'm not leaving it out there all night. And sometimes I think I'll lock my car because, of course, we've got the automated lock things now. It's yeah. Not like in the old days when you went click, 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 click.
And sometimes those, if you hit the button inadvertently to unlock or it hits some stuff in your purse maybe or in your pocket, you can unlock it unknowingly.
From the house.
From the
Interesting.
House.
Interesting. So yeah. That's probably one of those checklists before you go to sleep
and
at
some
night.
Friends of mine had some electronics stolen out of their car, like an iPod and some stuff. And they left their car, they believe, locked, but it was anyway unlocked. But somebody came through the neighborhood at night checking car doors, and then they find their iPod missing, some other electronics. Got to lock them up.
So is that part of the tips when we talk about, give us some tips besides, yep. Okay, we don't need to lock our doors. Is there a trend that's happening right now? Because I know we have trends. There's a lot of breaking in. Of course, we've got a lot of people. We see a lot of different strangers on the street now.
There's a lot of... vagrant homeless type people, and I'm not associating all crime
right.
with them. There's a drug issue in Shasta County. We know that, and a lot of people go out and commit crimes to support their drug habit. So they got to lock things up, and that's the biggest part. Make your house a little bit harder target. You know, have the lighting outside, lock those doors. Even if you're home, lock the door because it prevents someone from coming in. Have a good dog if you're into pets and may have pets. Just a barker helps keep some criminals away. It doesn't have to be a, quote, guard dog.
All right. So how about an NRA sign?
That you could have that. However, that also, in a way, advertises that you may have guns in there, and they may take an opportunity when somebody's not home. I also make a suggestion for gun owners, and I'm a gun supporter, and... try and, if you can afford it, get a gun safe. They're probably around $500 to $700 for a better quality one. So they go up from there in size and cost. But you can not only put your guns in it, you can put valuable jewelry, mm-hmm. heirlooms, your important documents in there, insurance papers, and they're secured. And if you have a gun safe, bolt it to the wall or the floor also.
We did that this last year, and, you know, it wasn't easy because we have an older home. So in order to get those guys in there, these guys were like piano movers. You know, you watch how the pianos have been hoisted up in the mm-hmm. apartments of New York City, and you think, my God, there are people who specialize in that. Well, to get this safe in the room that it had to go into, they had to slide through corners, take off doors, slide through that. It was just,
well worth the effort to have a professional install it.
I would never do that.
A friend of mine was moving a safe, and it fell over on him and crushed his leg, and he lost part of his leg. These are even the lighter weight ones are 500 pounds. They're heavy mm-hmm. and they can cause damage. So, and not only damage to that, but if you're moving it, you can strain a back and stuff.
There you go.
Worth the effort.
So gun safe. Now, if you're having an alarm company, I would be curious to know from the, from a professional, criminal, the mindset of a professional criminal or somebody who just does this. Does the idea of having an alarm sign or stickers on the window, does that?
That can help to be a deterrent
okay.
because they don't know if your house is alarmed or not. You can have it out there, and then they'd go over to maybe go to a home that's easier, or maybe don't have an alarm.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important to lock your house, maybe have your drapes drawn so they just can't see directly into your home. Have a radio or the TV going, even when you're not home, because they hear that. Maybe there's someone home watching mm-hmm. TV, listening to the radio. That can all help. And then Know who your neighbors are. Know what's going on in your neighborhood.
Right.
Be aware. And if there's something suspicious, call law enforcement.
All
That's
right.
what we're there for.
We're also taking, if you've got something on your mind, give us a call here. I mean, it's the sheriff, okay? The sheriff of Shasta County, Tomasenko. He is our guest today. We're just, you know, unload and ask the questions now. It's a kind of a weird time. We feel the crossover. We feel the realignment. That's not such a realignment. Hello. I don't know why it's a glamorous term. It's not. But anyway, so give us a call and let's ask some, you know, questions. If, you know, you're uneasy or you want to ask about something. I know I heard something yesterday, believe it or not, in the mall. And you know who just walked in?
No, who did?
The chief of police.
Hey, good. So we'll have to maybe get him in here.
I would feel like, wow, I arrived today. I've got the sheriff and the chief of police.
We got the two top cops here in the county.
I've got my great bookends here. I mean, can, you know, I mean, Dean always had his great bookends. Now I would have mine. Anyway, Tom, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what's happening with realignment, with the crime scene, prevention. Got to always end on a positive note, but let's really be mindful about some things going on. And there has been. We've been seeing you on TV a lot with some scenes that have
some serious
happened.
Crimes going on.
Some serious. Okay, we'll be right back.
Take care.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Currently 53 degrees right here on KCNR 1460. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. Carl is on the bus with 50 other veterans and heading down to Sacramento to let the governor and the people know don't dismiss funding the veterans' home. We are important.
He might make it on the bus. I think the chief of police was detaining him back there temporarily, discussing some issues.
Rob, Chief Paletti came through, and it's just great. I thought, okay, you know what? We've got it made here. We feel so fortunate, you know, here on our station to have our sheriff and the chief of police that come in. But, you know, Tom, we always love it when you come in and you help host the show because, you know, people need to call in. And, of course, they can email at kcnr1460.com. Get in on our chat pack. And Sheriff is actually, he engages in that. So if you've got a personal message, it's something that you feel, I don't know if I want to go on air, you can go online and Sheriff will look at it. And that's what's really great. In fact, he's on there right now. I want to tell you about a quick shout out here. Blood Sources rounding up blood donors for Red Bluff. The blood donors for the first Red Bluff Roundup blood drive taking place Wednesday, April 18th. That's today at the Veterans Memorial Building. That's on Oak Street from 12:30 to 6. Donors are going to receive a special Roundup t-shirt and automatically be entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets for the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. OMG, let me tell you, that's in December. I love that. Local businesses will be providing food for the donors at the blood drive. So make sure you head out there. That's today from 12:30 to 6. Just got that announcement in. We also later on, in the next half hour, we're going to give away more Red Bluff Roundup tickets. And, wow, you've got this portion of the show brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, excuse me. They have some new coffees there, Italian Roast, which is a dark flavor, mild body, enticing aroma, and a Portland brand with rich flavor and a moderate body. Their coffee special of the month is Cookies and Cream. It's a blended 20-ounce coffee drink. It's $3. It's sweet, it's creamy, and it's filled with cookie crunches. They have some stuff on sale there with T-shirts, some leather jackets. They're all marked down 50%, and they just want to get them out of their back room and make some room, and sizes are limited.
Yeah, we love how much they support the community. Now, Sheriff Pasenko, now that we've done the announcements and all that other stuff, we have seen you a lot on TV. We've seen Pasenko on the scene. There's been shooting. Mm-hmm. There's been murders. Could you share with us what in the heck is going on?
It would be good to know exactly why the causes, but some of these have been just random violent crimes. We had a double homicide a couple of months ago up in Mountain Gate where the one person attacked other people with a splitting maul, and we saw that, and I was up at that crime scene. That was a horrific, very gruesome crime scene.
A splitting what?
Splitting maul. It's like an axe. And
so he hacked two people?
Yes.
Okay.
Killed two innocent people there. Horrific scene. That person is in custody. And then more recently, you've seen the case where a person was alleged to have kidnapped a young child, 11 months old.
That was true.
And then killed it. That autopsy just came back. It was in the paper that the child died of blunt force trauma. And then that person, person, Mr. McDonald, attempted suicide in the jail. And he's in critical condition in the hospital right now. And then just the other day, and I was out on those scenes, and then just the other day, one of our sergeants was at a residence doing what we call a welfare check, and that means to check on someone's welfare and well-being. And a person shot at him a couple of times, and then some people come running out. He wasn't able to return fire, but nobody was injured. A huge manhunt for about 2 hours, and we were assisted. We have great assistance by our allied agencies, California Highway Patrol, Anderson Police, Redding Police, Redding Police SWAT, Sheriff SWAT, canines. The helicopter came in and was getting starting to get dark. Luckily, the helicopter crew spotted the suspect hiding on top of a residence. We arrested him. Community was safe. We found the handgun that he had that he shot the officers. He confessed to shooting at the officer. Luckily, everybody was okay, and it's a great team effort by all the allied agencies here, and we're very thankful for all of them, and the community should be thankful because we work all very well together in a team effort to protect
grateful
the community.
Grateful for that, and think that this guy hit out on a roof, and, you know, hey, let's go to the phones. We've got John Dixon, one of our favorite callers. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
We're great.
Fantastic. Good morning, Tom. How's
Hi, John? John. How are you?
Good. Listen, I am very concerned about something that doesn't get a lot of press coverage and is a criminal activity that took place recently and that you guys were involved with, and that is the robbery, I think it was up in Mountain Gate of the grocery store?
Could have been.
Okay. It might have been Lakehead. I'm not sure which one
there,
it was.
There was one up in Lakehead, yeah.
But where it appears that two guys pulled off the freeway, went in, robbed a grocery store, got back on the freeway, and disappeared, and there's not been any movement on this or any action that I can determine or anything that's happened. What do you see in the future that you guys can possibly do to protect the businesses in the corridor of that you're responsible for here?
Those are very difficult. You know, you can do crime prevention. The businesses, everything is expensive. They have a video recording system that can help get us photos. And in this particular one, I believe they did have some. They can, of course, call 911. Whatever it is, it's not worth getting hurt over. So most of the time, the clerks give them the money, and they're on the run. Difficult because I-5, over 1,000 vehicles an hour, move up and down the freeway. You jump on the freeway if you're from out of town. That's going to be a very difficult crime to solve unless the persons are identified or captured in another area, and then we can link them back to this crime.
Well, you know, once again, it seems to come down to that we don't have sufficient number of officers, law enforcement officers.
We are staffed very low, and I'll cover a little bit about that, and I think we have some other callers on the line, too.
But we got a break for
a break
or 7:30. Our hard,
but I'll talk about staffing.
I'll listen to it on the radio.
Okay, thanks, John. Thanks, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Stop the fishing around and head down to Wind River Casino and play our Real Riches Swipe to Win. Here you'll have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Crestliner Fishhawk fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Spin the reels and hook into this hot fishing boat. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Crestliner fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Mondays and Wednesdays. The big giveaway is April 30th, where you could win your very own Crestliner fishing boat. No better way to unwind. For more information on Wind River's Real Riches Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new Crestliner fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. In the boat or in the casino, it's always better on the river.
Luella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
There was such a big success last month giving one local veteran a $300 tattoo, Nathan's Anthems has decided to open it up to all our listeners. You could win a free tattoo worth $300. Stop in and sign up today. Nathan's Anthems is always revolutionizing the tattoo and piercing industry by continuously raising standards. Nathan's is now offering permanent cosmetics. Call or visit to consult. All tattoos are personal, and we know that. That's why our team of professional artists is here for you. If you can think it, we can ink it. Come visit. Check out the galleries of work done by both artists and piercers. Meet the crew and take a tour. Open every day, located on the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's has the largest display of body jewelry north of the Bay Area. Come in and see for yourself how we do things. Nathan's Anthems has professional body piercers and tattoo artists. That means you will receive the utmost level of care when getting your next body modification. The $300 free tattoo offer is now till the end of the month. Nathan's Anthems, where you can feel comfortable and customer service is paramount. Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by the good folks down at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It's where Carl gets his haircut. It's where I get my haircut. And it is where you should get your haircut. It's where Sheriff Basenka would get his haircut if, in fact, he had enough to...
That's right. I save on haircut bills and shampoo and stuff.
Do you do like a home bill?
I do it myself. Okay. You know, I don't have enough to go to the barbershop. All I hear is clicking scissors probably.
Like a number four, number five, whatever that's called.
Would have a lot of good chat probably at the barbershop.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear. Go down to see DC, Tim, and Lon and the whole gang down there at Cypress Square Barbershop, where you will never see Oprah on TV. It is men's last stronghold.
Well, you know,
I told
Carl, you've got to stop that with the Oprah thing because it's not nice. It's like, okay, we love Oprah. I know what the connotation is.
What you mean, we, Kimo Sabe.
But, you know, it's like, don't, you know, it's, and Carl started saying, Dr. Phil, how about we, because it just said it anyway, so you're right. Anyway, going in there, they've got deer heads and, you know, trophies and Field and Stream. And when I walk in there, I literally stick my toe in and go, look at them. Do I have permission? It's the weirdest. I mean, it's a great thing. I such a guy bonding. Oh my God, it's such a cave. It's not a real cave, but you know, seriously, it's caveman time. Oh, I think women probably go in there too. It's a great place to take your kid. Sheriff Tom Basenka is our guest. Tom, I've been saving this because it's kind of, and I don't even know if you've heard this or if this is rumor or this is something else. Yesterday, I was at the mall with a gal who has been in Reading for many, many, many years. And she said, did you hear that there was a third murder at the Oxford Suites? She said it's not been accounted for. This can be rumor, so let's dispel it now. She said there's been two that's not really been covered, and this is a third one every year. It's been like a yearly thing. I said, well, do you think it's like a serial? And she said, I'm not sure, but it's been hushed. So I'm going to ask you on the air, not to put you on the spot, but I just heard this.
Not to put me on the spot, but to put me on the spot.
Well.
I have not heard anything to that effect.
Okay.
We haven't received any persons at our coroner's office, and for it to be kind of, quote, hushed up, that's nearly impossible.
Okay.
You'd hear it within somebody at the Oxford Suites would let the media know. Law enforcement, number one, would not, quote, hush it up. We may not be able to release the details of a homicide or known as a murder, but we're not going to, like, covertly cover it up or anything like that.
No,
that never happened.
You couldn't do that, but I had to ask you that because there you go. I mean, that's... It's not like gossip, but it was somebody who was saying that, you know, a lot of the... So let's I'm glad we cleared that up, that, hey...
You know, John was talking about staffing, and the sheriff's staff is very, very low due to budget cuts a few years ago. Sometimes we only have three or four officers out on the street, like during the daytime with a sergeant. And at nighttime, it could be less, like after 3 o'clock in the morning. And that's why it's important for people, the citizens, to help us help them by locking up their places, by making a phone call. Also, if there's a minor crime, all the police agencies, Anderson, Redding, and Sheriff, you can report and make a report online using a program called CopLogic. So if your bike is stolen out of the front yard, you can report that and file a report online. It's a regular law enforcement police report. And we do see those, and they can be investigated. So that helps cut down on sometimes the responses that we have to make to a house to take a, quote, a routine call or maybe a lower priority call. Not that the call isn't important, but it's a lower priority.
Okay, I want to challenge and say this out loud to all of our listeners. And I'm just personally just, you know, attest to the fact that I would not know which number to call because I have 911 in my head. But it's not on my phone. And is there an app? Is there some kind of app, or should we consider, it can't cost that much to put an app so you have the sheriff and the police or emergency, an app on your, everybody's living off their cell phone now. What would happen if you saw a crime? I mean, some people will just, oh, that really didn't happen, but we need to report it. And that's the first part of the question. The second part of the question, well, let's just finish that one.
A good app would be 911 if it's an emergency. And I'm being a little bit jovial, but if there's an emergency, of course, call 911, whether it be from a hardline phone or your smartphone. You could also load in the dispatch phone number here in Shasta County for Redding Police, Anderson Police, and the Sheriff's Office, and Redding Fire and Medical. That general number is 245-6540, and that's a non-emergency 24 hours a day to call and report something that may not be a 911 call. You don't want to report something that's not an emergency and tie up 911 lines. So 245-6540 for a non-emergency Shasta County Shascom Dispatch Center.
Because a lot of times when you call the 911, out comes the fire truck and the ambulance and the whole crew.
It should be a very emergent or emergency situation, life-threatening. You're depending on where you are in the county, your 911 call from your cell phone or smartphone may go to CHP. We're in the process of switching that over. But if CHP gets the call and it's not traffic-related on the, like, say, a traffic collision on the freeway, they will transfer it to our Shascom Dispatch Center.
I have a question for you, and I'd like to get your answer after the break. But recently, I think it was in yesterday's headlines somewhere, and I'm not exactly sure. I can look it up, what state it was, but they're starting to make it mandatory that if you collect welfare, you have to be drug tested.
I think that'd be a great idea.
And is there any way that we can make that happen in our county?
In the county, I don't know if that can be legislated by the board. I think that would have to come from the California state legislature, because that's where these programs come from primarily. I think that would be a good idea. You have to get drug tested if you're a truck driver, operate heavy equipment. Why not to receive government subsidies?
I agree. Let's talk about that when we get back. Hey, Sheriff Tom Basinko is our... Well, he's the host this morning right here on KCNR 1460.
Helping out Linda.
It's the time of the season when love runs high in the sky.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Redding landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Redding.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Yes, this is KCNR 1460. Linda Bott here. Carl is on his way to Sacramento on a bus with about 50 veterans. A bunch of guys following behind him, too. Down to a 1 o'clock meeting at the Capitol.
Yeah, to help get some money for our veterans' home located off of Knighton Road. A great new building that can care for our veterans as they get up in the years and that they have so bravely and proudly served our country and have a nice place for them to reside in their aging years.
Thank you, Tom. And, of course, our person that is sitting in today, we love once a month that you're here, Sheriff Tom Basenko. First of all, we thank you so much for the great work you do. I have hear so many wonderful things behind your back. I got to share that with you. Like, we really like our sheriff. We really like our sheriff. And I think that's a pretty great thing to hear.
Thank you so much. I'm very, very honored to hear those comments. And I try to get out to places like this so people can get in touch with me. I go to a lot of community events, a lot of meetings, just to hear feedback and hear concerns of our citizens of issues that are important to them.
Okay, well, let's cover some of those now.
On the chat room, they're going, hey, is our applications up for concealed weapon carry permits? Yes, we're seeing a push of people wanting to get their concealed weapons permit. They have to fill out an application, answer a bunch of questions that are required by state law, take some training by a certified CCW instructor, which there's a number of them here in the county, and then there's a background check, so we want to make sure they're a law-abiding citizen and don't have a lot of issues. So if we've been to someone's house a bunch of times for drunk and disorderly, may not necessarily be a crime at the house, but guns and alcohol don't mix. Or if they've had been convicted of domestic violence, they can't possess a firearm. So we do vet those people to make sure that we don't have problems. There's some questions coming up on the potential Hawkins Group mall. That's the Knighton Road mall that they're talking about, or a shopping center,
yeah, we
versus
were talking
a mall.
About, like and, yesterday.
And they wanted to know how would that impact county? There would be an impact, like for law enforcement services. We may need a few more deputies to put down there because of thefts and calls for service, car burglaries and such. But the big plus would be for the county. You would see a lot of jobs come in. I think they were estimating payroll into the tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars for potential jobs. And that could be entry-level jobs at minimum wage all the way up to supervisors and managers. And so if those people are managers here, they're, of course, going to be shopping and buying homes, which will stimulate the economy. And even for those entry-level part-time jobs that are at minimum wage, they're still going to have expendable and income that they'll want to spend. And I think that'll help stimulate the economy. And it's estimated that I think there's about $2+ million in potential sales tax revenue that would come in to the county that would help the county general coffers for adding services back that we've had so much of the devastating cuts, like deputy sheriffs. Excuse me. And part of the sales tax, part of that sales tax goes to what we call Proposition 172, which is a public safety act that was voted on a number of years ago. And that goes directly to our district attorney, probation, and the sheriff's office. So that would benefit, too, to help out our budget or the funding that the sheriff's office gets to put deputies on the street to protect our citizens and be on patrol and do the job that we love doing.
Let's just get a number, a kind of an ish, and again, not to put you on the spot, but I mean, in your department, at being sheriff, about how many people do you oversee?
We have about 220 total in the sheriff's office. Not all those are deputy sheriffs. We have our civilian personnel that do our support services, like in records and work in the jail to process the bookings and everything. We got about 120 deputies, and those are all the way down from my undersheriff all the way down to the newest hire. And then our correctional officers are also sworn officers, considered deputy sheriffs while they're working, and they do a very important job in the jail, keeping the jail safe and secure. And that's a whole other issue, because we do need another jail to accommodate the bookings and to have available bed space for offender accountability, to keep the people locked up. Not everybody needs to be locked up, but for those that don't comply with work release programs or fail to that go out and get more crimes, we have to be able to protect society and keep them locked up. And for those that are getting help with programs, services, drug and alcohol rehab, educational skills, maybe they can get turned around and be productive.
Well, we recently had on it was the House of Hope, the guy who runs the House of Hope, and it's the female side of the mission. And, you know, for women who maybe have their children taken away from them, they've just been released from jail, or they had some crimes or whatever, and they have to not only quit smoking, but they have to dedicate, I think it's 16 months of going through a program. And when they're done, this program gives them another chance. They can get their children. The children can actually live with them on the property. So mm-hmm. Carl and I were thinking, okay, now that's the kind of a positive program where you can't drink, you can't smoke, you're have to be, you know, drug tested. You have to go through this program. And somebody has to I forgot to say this, give up your welfare check.
Hmm. That's all interesting.
So you have to break a cycle. Can you do it? And that's the whole thing that I was interested mm-hmm. in talking with you about too. I can see that the neighborhoods that have once been a certain way, people are bringing in in order to rent houses and bring in people mm-hmm. that are of lower income, which is fine. But you see that these people are there all day long with their 15-minute smoke break. And you're thinking, where are you working? What are you doing?
And those are expensive. Cigarettes are expensive, and it's a difficult habit to break. I don't know. I think like a pack of cigarettes is like $5 or something, isn't it? I don't know. I don't smoke, so I don't know. But I know it's expensive. But it kind of goes back to your drug testing for those people that are on public assistance. And remember, too, not everybody is a welfare deadbeat. I've heard that. Some people don't want to be on it. They're a victim of circumstances and the economy, and they want to get off if they can. And I think we're coming up on a break, and so we probably do have to talk about your sponsors, Linda, that help support your show.
We'll be right back, Tommy. Let's make sure that we're not equating that, you know, smoking and drugs. I mean, that kind of was like, whoa, that was a one-line thing that kind of, not at all. But we'll be right back after these messages, Casey, in our 1460.
Visit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids.
That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to KNCR 1460 Free Fire Radio with Linda Bott. Carl's on his way to Sacramento with Sheriff Tom Basenko. You know, we have Tom on line one, not me, but another Tom calling in with some questions. Bad Bob, can you have Tom come on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I keep hearing about all the money that the new Hawkins Mall is going to make for the county, but it's pretty obvious that whatever the county makes, the city loses. And I would imagine that most of the people on probation due to realignment are in the city.
Yes,
don't you think they need law enforcement more in the city than they do in the county?
We need law enforcement all over the county, which includes the municipalities as well. And from what I've been told, there's been studies done by various groups that it won't necessarily pull business out of the cities and into the county because they're going to have some different businesses that is going to be in this strip mall. And I think that both the county and the city will gain as a whole with increased businesses, increased jobs, and then help stimulate the economy here to get us back up and moving forward.
Well, it sounds like Alice in Wonderland. Money's just going to appear somewhere, but we don't
I've been
know
told
exactly
that
where.
I've been told that the Hawkins Group, that this is about a $140 million project that they will be investing on. And I don't think generally business people that are going to be investing $140 million are going to do it willy-nilly. It's going to be pretty well planned out and researched to make sure that they can recover their investment. So there's a lot of issues, and I know it's a very polarized topic on that. And we've been having some callers or on the chat room of how can it be staffed, the jail issues. The jail staffing is about $6.1 million. We need revenues to help bring that in so I can have the jail.
Thank you for your call, Tom.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Linda?
And we missed Terry. Terry was on the on hold for a while. Terry, if you get a chance to call us back, we've got about 3 minutes left with the sheriff here. Let's go to the lines right now, Bob.
And we have Michelle on the line.
Michelle.
Hi.
Question for the sheriff.
Yes. Now that he's sort of admitted that there's going to be increase in crime if they build this huge mall, I'm concerned about Pacheco School and knowing that the egress is going to be changed to the Pacheco side and children will be still being dropped off from that area. How does he justify that trucks coming in and out of there? And, I mean, if I'm being a parent, I'd be worried about my child being abducted.
I understand your concern, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
Right now we have the TA truck stop right there with hundreds of vehicles and trucks coming through there. I'm not sure of the traffic plan. That's through County Public Works and part of the EIR that was made. And I also didn't say there would be an increase in crime, but naturally if there's a commercial project there, or even if there was a subdivision there, crime is going to occur. There will be car burglaries. There will be some thefts, just as there is in the malls downtown and downtown businesses. But that can be addressed. And I think the traffic problems is being addressed in the EIR. And I know the county has looked at that and the board has approved it. There's some litigation going on. I'm not familiar with all the litigation that's going on between Caltrans and the county. But those things are a concern. And if you wanted to, you could make your concerns voiced to your board representative or at the Board of Supervisors. But thanks for calling in.
All right, Michelle. We just got about a minute left. Closing thoughts here, Sheriff.
You know, I really enjoy coming in every month. There's a lot of issues. And when I do come on, please get those questions coming in. It was a great interaction today. Lock up those cars. Lock up your homes. Be aware of your surroundings. And be safe out there in your goings-on, whether you're enjoying the great North State, cool April nights, or just being at home enjoying your family.
All right. We've got tickets to give away tomorrow for the Red Bluff Roundup and some other wonderful things here. Have a fabulous day. And just remember, as Carl says, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you. You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.